Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joel, did you see this stuff earlier in the week with Kentucky's basketball coach, Mark Pope?
No, what's up?
He was selected for jury duty.
I did hear about that, yes.
And they're playing Louisville tonight, Louisville versus Kentucky, a very massive non-conference rivalry as far as college basketball is concerned. And Kentucky's coach almost missed the game because he was summoned for jury duty. He got out of it. He's on the sideline. And I was like, oh, I wonder if anything came of that. They put out a video of this yesterday. He called like the local circuit court or whatever it is, and they told him because it's the holiday, he's not needed. Happy Veterans Day, by the way, to all you veterans out there. Didn't get that out there at the beginning of the show. I apologize. But yeah, there's Mark Pope and there's Jalen Lowe.
Real quickly, since this is a non-conference game between Kentucky and Louisville, if this was, let's say, Pitt football with Pat Narduzzi, do you think he would take jury duty and miss this game? With the way he talked about Notre Dame and the ACC yesterday?
Well, considering that he was okay if Notre Dame put up 100 tomorrow, then maybe he would.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't surprise me at all. Jalen Lowe into the game for the Wildcats, obviously a former Pitt Panther, and he almost just had an assist. Stephen Thompson covers the Panthers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Stephen, we'll start with Pat Narduzzi's comments earlier in the week. How did that strike you? Obviously, the more important games are the two ACC ones at the end of the year, because if they win those, they're in the ACC championship. But going as far as saying that he would be okay with Notre Dame scoring 100 caught me a little bit off guard. Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening to you. Thanks for having me. Certainly I thought it was a little odd, I think, especially when you first hear it. And, you know, the question is, is this game a must-win? And he starts with absolutely, and then there's this smallest pause before he says not. It was a little weird. I think if you interact with Pat on a more regular basis and, you know, you listen to him talk, I think, you know, sometimes you learn that sometimes he can be a little inarticulate. And, you know, when you spend enough time around him, you can kind of pick up on maybe what he means when he doesn't, you know, put the exact right words out there. In case this needed clarifying, I don't think he wants to lose by 100 on Saturday. I think that would actually really bug him quite a bit. It wasn't that he doesn't think this game is important. I think there were a number of different ways he could have answered that question. You know, he's not really technically wrong. And I think the college football playoff rankings released today kind of reflect that. I think Pitt could survive a loss to Notre Dame, maybe not a 100-point loss, but, I think Pat really enjoys some less subjective, measures of team success, right? So the college football playoff rankings, it's a bunch of people in, in a room deciding if you're good or not. But the ACC championship, you got to win and go through a few tiebreakers to get there. And I think that's a little bit cleaner and probably how he prefers to look at football and look at deciding championships.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny how quickly things can change in a college football season. A couple of weeks ago, you know, I had you on and we were talking about the state of this team following a disappointing loss to Louisville. Insert the freshman phenom. They haven't lost since. And Pitt's playing its biggest home game in my mind since they played Clemson at home in 2021, with the exception, obviously, of a couple of backyard brawls in there as well. The rivalries obviously always carry a ton of weight. But as the Panthers get set for Notre Dame on Saturday, what should be at the focal point of their game plans, their concerns of what the Irish bring to the table?
Yeah, I think it starts on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, obviously Jeremiah Love and Price, the two outstanding tailbacks that Notre Dame has, those guys are huge threats. They're going to be a challenge for Pitt's run defense, which, you know, I've said for, you know, about a month now is an elite unit, right? They are among the top five in yards per rush allowed. And if you like your advanced statistics, EPA per rush and success rate. But, you know, while Pitt hasn't faced a running back like Jeremiah Love yet, I don't think Jeremiah Love has faced a rushing defense like Pitt's yet. So it's going to be strength on strength there. And then also, you know, you're facing a really good quarterback as well in CJ Carr. He's accurate, doesn't make a ton of mistakes, but you know, the few times that he's been pressured this year and that Notre Dame offensive line has done a good job keeping him upright. But when he's pressured, he does get affected by it. His completion rate goes from, you know, north of 70% when he's not pressured to less than 45%. And his interception rate goes up quite a bit as well when he's pressured. So I think this matchup, you know, on the defensive side of the ball does play into Pitt's hands a little bit. Obviously, the really strong rushing defense, like we talked about, but also just the nature of Pat Narduzzi's defense is that they're going to put a ton of pressure on the quarterback, or at least try to. So, you know, I think this game fits into what Pitt wants to do. It's just a matter if they can actually execute it and, you know, create the pressure and create the stops on the line that they're looking for.
That's Stephen Thompson. He covers the Panthers for the Post-Gazette. On the Panthers' offensive side of things, Stephen, obviously Mason Heinsohn is at the focal point of it all. I mean, he has been stellar since he's taken over as the starting quarterback. They haven't lost, and he's been one of the focal topics around the country, his play as a true freshman. How much are we going to find out, maybe not just about, you know, the sheer play and what Heinsohn can do on the field, because we've seen, I think, a decent sample size of that, but how much are we going to find out about his will to win, his character, and how he handles big moments against the Fighting Irish? Because it's no secret, it's the biggest game of his young career.
Yeah, Mason had a really impressive high school career, in my opinion, and you know, I think a story that might resonate with Pitt fans, you know, he stays at this small local high school with, you know, the playing football with the guys that he grew up, you know, playing peewee with in high school. And he takes a program that hadn't won a whole lot and leads them to their first division league title in more than 40 years. Right. It's not like he was playing, you know, Texas high school football, right? Like, this is going to be, you know, by far, I think the biggest, maybe not by far, the crowd at Florida State was pretty big. But you know, it's going to be the most animated crowd that he's ever played in front of. It's the game with the highest stakes that he's ever played in front of. There's a national TV audience, all the hype of College game day coming to town. And you know, he's going to be looking across from a really good defense. So, I think you have to assume that he's going to make mistakes, right? Everyone is going to, and keep in mind, he's only making his sixth start. It's more about how he responds to those mistakes, right? So, you know, it's whether he throws an interception and comes back and lets it rattle him, or if he goes back to the sideline, sees what he did wrong and, learns how to correct that mistake. Right. The good thing is that I think Cade Bell's offense, I don't want to say makes things easy, but it makes things a little more straightforward. Pitt has talked, his coaches, his teammates, and Heinsohn himself have talked about, ever since he took over the starting job, one of his best attributes and, one of the things the coaches direct him to do is to not be Superman, to not try to win this game by himself. He's got good playmakers. He's got a good scheme working for him. If he is able to just put the ball in their hands, find the open man, he's going to be just fine. There's not going to be a ton of reason to put the ball in harm's way, I don't think. And I think the more, you know, the safer that he is able to be with the ball, the better he's able to protect the football, the better Pitt's chances of winning are. Because, you know, there are going to be big plays even when, you know, Heinschel is taking a short pass. You know, if you have Desmond Reed, Kenny Johnson, Blue Hicks on your offense, then Kyrie and Turner, you know, good things are going to happen when you put the ball in their hands in space.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Panthers benefited from the bye week as far as the college football playoff is concerned. They move up 2 spots to 22. How much do they benefit from the bye week, Stephen, from an injury standpoint? Maybe a better way of asking it is how well-timed was this bye week, because it seemed like it came at a pretty good time with injuries, you know, on the offensive line. Desmond Reed has had lingering problems all season long. Who could potentially return on Saturday thanks to, you know, a well-timed week off?
Yeah, so I think first and foremost, you know, we're going to see, I think if Desmond Reed is kind of full go, you know, there have been times where he's played but been a little limited. So we'll see how much he's able to do. Jaden Moore, the defensive end, is kind of in the same bucket. He's, you know, earned a ton of praise from his teammates and his coaches throughout, you know, fall camp, but took a preseason injury and just came back for a handful of snaps against Stanford. So it's another one to watch. I would say also Jeff Percy, the left tackle, been out for a few weeks now. That's a guy who I think is working his way back. We'll see, you know, no injury reports this week since it's a non-conference game. ACC isn't helping us out there, but we'll see what he's able to do. And then I think, you know, the two biggest ones though are on defense, and it's Rasheem Biles and Cruz Brookins, linebacker and safety respectively. Just against Price and Love, the ability to play sideline to sideline and get out on the edge, but also to rush the passer makes Biles really invaluable in this game. And then Brookins can just kind of do it all for this Pitt defense. And he's been in and out in the lineup as well. Seems like he was pretty close to playing against Stanford, but they need him both in coverage against a really great group of Notre Dame receivers and the good passing game, the quarterback that I, CJ Carr that I mentioned. He also hits, man. He really hits in the run game. And so him being able to fill runs and against Price and Love is going to be huge as well. So Brookins and Biles, the two defensive guys, are probably the most important injury situations to monitor.
Stephen Thompson covers the Panthers for the Post-Gazette, joining us right now. Stephen, what do you think, if it comes down to maybe just one key or one or two keys for the Panthers in which they have to execute to be on the right side of things on Saturday, what do you think those are?
Well, you know, I referenced it when talking about Heinschel, but the turnover margin. And you can't give Notre Dame short fields, and you can't you know, squander red zone opportunities. You have to make the most of your possessions. But, you know, that's kind of a key to every game. So I'm going to say, you know, keeping Love, Jeremiah Love in check, I would say, which is easier said than done. But I think I'd feel, if I was Pitt, I would feel sort of comfortable, even if he's averaging, you know, 4.5 or 4 yards per carry, as long as he's not breaking the, you know, 70, 80, 90 plus yard runs that you sometimes see him break against other opponents. If Pitt is able to keep Jeremiah Love from completely wrecking this game, I think they're going to be in it into the fourth quarter and have a really good chance to win it. So you don't have to completely shut him down, but you have to keep him in check at least a little bit.
As your role as the savvy news hound, are you planning on getting there, getting down there a little bit earlier and checking out the game day as festivities before heading into the stadium?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'll admit that game day is not as much of a Saturday morning tradition for me as it used to be, maybe when I was growing up or when I was in high school. But, you know, game day hasn't been here in 20 years, right? We don't know when it's going to come back. So I'm going to take full advantage of my Saturday. I'm going to be there as early as I can, and I want to see it all get set up. I want to see the cars and the people and the tailgate swell into the North Shore. It's going to be a special day and a special morning, and I really could not be more excited to be a part of it.
Any insider information, any rumblings you're hearing potentially on a guest picker? Or do you have a theory? Do you have a prediction, if so?
I would suspect a football player who played, you know, in Akershire / Heinz Field. I don't know. I get a feeling that it's going to be, you know, Big Ben or something like that, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like I don't know if, like, this is pure speculation, but I don't feel like it's going to be like a Jeff Goldblum or something like that. I was trying to go through my head. I don't feel like there are a ton of, you know, obvious Pittsburgh celebrities that you would reach for. Because I know also, I think Aaron Donald's going to have a bunch of obligations. I'm not sure if he's going to be a part of this. He will probably make an appearance, I'd have to assume, but I don't know if he's going to be the guest picker.
And Michael Keaton, but he went to Kent State. Obviously, you've got Mark Cuban, but he's, you know,
he's more of an Indiana.
Yeah, he's knee deep into the IU football program and all that stuff. Big Ben's a good pick. I'm still sticking with Aaron Donald. You bring up a good point. I'm not sure what his obligations are on Saturday. Obviously, he's having his jersey number retired. But nonetheless, it should be quite the spectacle on Saturday afternoon. Looking forward to it. Steven, I'll see you there. Good to talk to you, my man, and we'll do it again soon. I appreciate you hopping on.
Thanks a ton, Jack. Good to talk to you as always.
All right, there he goes. Steven Thompson of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Big Ben would be a good one. Joel, you want to throw out a name here?
Larry Fitzgerald and Shady McCoy are the first two names to my mind. Darrell Revis?
Darrell would be a good one. I've heard...
Ty Law? Or did he not go to Pitt?
He did not go to Pitt.
Oops. That's a callous moment for me.
He went to... No, it's all... I mean, callous has had some... more drastic ones. It's okay. Ty Law's obviously Aliquippa, but he went to Michigan. I think Tony Dorsett is supposed to be there. I've heard that. Can't confirm that. That would be a good one. But Big Ben would be cool. He's obviously got no ties to Notre Dame, and he's a big supporter of Pitt volleyball. So I think Big Ben get up on stage and picking the Panthers would be a fun one. I still think Aaron Donald, because the last hour of the show is in the stadium. So, like, Aaron Donald's obviously got a big day on Saturday having his jersey number retired, and he's got a ton of things to do. But I think the fact that the last hour and the segment that they'll make the picks is going to take place in the stadium before the game will make it a little bit easier for Aaron Donald to get on the stage and participate.
It just makes way too much sense,
yeah.
You know?
I would be shocked if Aaron Donald isn't a part of it. At all, but that's still my guess. Big Ben would be cool. Jeff Goldblum would be funny, but I think it's going to be Aaron Donald. One of my favorite things that I tell people about Aaron Donald, when he was a senior, that was my first season in the booth with my grandpap as his spotter, like full time, like leading up until that point when I was younger, I would always just help my dad out and spot the visitors with my dad. And I didn't have that many responsibilities. Aaron Donald, senior year, 2013, that was my first year spotting a team by myself. And I spotted Pitt all season long. My favorite thing about Aaron Donald and the fact that he obviously became one of the NFL's all-time greatest defensive linemen is very cool. I got to watch Aaron Donald's dominant, award-winning senior football season through binoculars.
Is it crazy that he was a mid-first-round pick?
I mean, he went, what, 12th?
It's not even top 10.
Yeah. I mean, especially after the... Yeah. I'd have to go back and look at that draft. And look who went before him to, like, correct... I mean, obviously, you know, you could find talent at any point in the draft. Tom Brady's the perfect example of that. 2014...
I remember the Rams took Greg Robinson, the Auburn tackle, and I think he's in prison.
Okay, well, that's not a good start. You've got Donald went 13th, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Pro Bowl, 8 Pro Bowlers taken ahead of him. 2 through 4, Greg Robinson, Blake Bortles, Sammy Watkins, not great. But Khalil Mack was in there. He's still doing things in the NFL at a relatively high level. Jake Matthews, good offensive tackle. Same for Taylor Lewan. Anthony Barr was a good linebacker for the Vikings for a while. Odell went the pick before him. Yeah, I mean, he probably should have been a top 10 pick, but 13th, I don't remember being like overly upset that he slipped all the way to 13 as a Pitt fan. But as a spotter, I would start binoculars on the football and follow the ball. So as the center snapped the football back to the quarterback, more often than not, instantaneously, he was in the backfield. And I saw a lot of how Aaron Donald operated through binoculars, and it was just truly a remarkable thing to witness and almost indescribable. Like, I don't know if any defensive lineman at the college level will have a season like that ever again. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. We will dive into the Fighting Irish coming up next. You know, for as much as Mason Heinchel has stolen the headlines for the Panthers for the last several weeks, the biggest matchup of the game, I don't even think surrounds him. I'll let you know what that is coming up after the break. We'll take your phone calls too at 412-928-9370. If you're heading down there for game day, how fired up are you? 412-928-9370. And we'll take your Pitt Notre Dame predictions as well. All that and more on the Fan Evening Show right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.